If you haven't seen any campaign ads this season, it probably means your TV is broken. The elections are less than 3 weeks away, and before then, we're going to introduce you to some of the people who work tirelessly behind the scenes to get their candidates elected. First up, the ad makers.
It can be very stressful at times, particularly this time of year. You're only getting, you know, a few hours of sleep, working 18-hour days. You have to love what you're doing and feel like what you're doing matters.
That's Alex Tornero. He's a young campaign ad maker working for the Strategy Group Company. They make ads for Republican candidates.
My name's Chris Sauter. I have a political consulting firm called Sauter Communications. Little known claims to fame is that I was Barack Obama's first media consultant.
Chris is a political ad maker from a different generation. He started out working for Democratic candidates more than 20 years ago. But he says at its core, the work hasn't changed.
The spots have to be message driven, but you have to find a way to make them unique so they stand out in the clutter, but also so that they connect to an emotion.
We start with polling, where we've tested messages to see what's resonating with the audience.
That's what Alex was thinking about when he produced an ad for then-candidate Kirk Klassen of Florida. Klassen ran for Congress in a special election earlier this year.
He was a relatively unknown candidate. He only had probably about 2% name ID when this ad ran. It's Kurt standing in a basketball arena. It's dark. He's talking to camera. He's making shots. He's dribbling.
I'm Kirk Klassen. I'm challenging President Obama to a three-point contest. I want to take on Obama in Congress. So why not start on the court? In college, I hit game-winning shots and won a Big Ten championship. And Obama, he's been missing a lot of shots lately.
The Klassen ad had a primetime slot during the Super Bowl, and
within about 24 hours, he had about 50% name ID. It was a special election. It was a three-month sprint to Election Day, and we had to quickly get him on people's radars. And so we needed to do something interesting, funny, eye-catching, and this ad did that.
And it may be hard to imagine, but there was a time back in the 2000 election when no one had heard the name Barack Obama either.
Obama.
Say what?
State Senator Barack Obama.
This is the Obama race for Congress on the south side of Chicago.
As a community organizer, Obama fought to make sure residents in Roseland and Ogdale Gardens received their fair share of services.
I remember Obama trying to tinker with the copy and having to talk him out of changing, which was an ongoing challenge. And his name was very unusual. We had the man in that ad kind of stumbling on his name and the woman correcting him.
Here come the lights. ComEd must have heard from that Senator Obama.
That's Obama, Barack Obama. And they'll be hearing a lot more from him.
Barack Obama, Democrat for Congress.
So what's the biggest difference between making campaign ads now and back when Chris Sauter was starting out? Money and media. Your ads now have to be everywhere and it costs more to put them there.
In the 60s, if you advertised on network TV, you would reach 80% of the voters. And nowadays, it's probably half. So you're spending more to reach fewer people.
Alex Tornero sees it as a challenge.
What we are doing a lot more of is mirroring advertisements where we'll have the same message playing across different platforms. So you'll see an ad on television, and then you may see a 15-second version of it online before you watch a YouTube video, and you may hear a 60-second version on the radio.
And what about all that talk these days about political ads being more negative? Not so, says Chris.
Probably one of the most negative campaigns that was ever run by Lyndon Johnson in 1964.
3, 2, 1, 0. These are the stakes: to make a world in which all of God's children can live, or to go into the dark. We must either love each other, or we must die.
Vote for President Johnson on November 3rd. The stakes are too high for you to stay home.
No matter if it is foreboding or aspirational, the big question is, can a good campaign ad be enough to tip the scales in an election? Here's Alex Tornero.
Absolutely. I wouldn't be in this business if I didn't think that what we do can't be the deal breaker.
After years in the game of politics, Chris Sauter, though, sees limitations.
Good ads do not win campaigns. It takes a lot more than good ads. It takes a good message.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
Senator, I'm a retired coal miner. I want to know how you could have voted to raise my Medicare cost to $6,000.
I'm Terry Lynn Land. Congressman Gary Peters and his buddies want you to believe I'm waging a war on women. Really?
I'm Mike McFadden, and I approve this message.
In the end, voters will decide which messages make sense and which ones just make noise.